This thing right here, he's letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out.
Let me see that thong. Baby.
Thong, 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 I guess.
Let me see your booty go. Let me hear your booty go.
Ooh, yeah. Welcome to the Dubcast. It is the go-home, if you will. The last Dubcast before Boner Jam taking place this weekend. And, of course, I'm Ben Gordon from the program with Matt and Ben and Topic Hunculio. Joined, as always, by El Presidente. I rolled my R's on that one. Mike Roch.
Boner, Boner Jam, Boner Jam, Boner, Boner Jam, Boner Jam.
The baby mama sister of ISW, I guess. Ed Wood.
Which seat should I choose?
And joining us on the line, a very special guest. You might have heard him on the program with Matt and Ben or the Apex Wrestling Show. Well, we got him here on the Dubcast. It's Gladbad riding John Levins' dick all the way up to Montreal. Gladbad, how you doing?
Oh, wait, hold on a second, guys. I'm just finishing up sexting Tuck Hansen. Hold on, wait.
Well, okay, of course.
And your balls and my mouth. Okay, all right, we're good.
Tuck Hansen.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good to have you. Yeah, all right.
Tuck Hansen, wow, I didn't think he was into sexting, but you learn something new every day.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, I'm not saying he participates, but I definitely send him over, you know.
Oh, okay.
He'll get hands sometime. He'll get there.
Well, everyone out there listening, we are hoping that you come to Montreal to Foufoune Electric on Sunday night, March 27th, by 7 p.m., 8 p.m. bell time, for Boner Jam. I'm accentuating
Boner
my...
Boner Jam.
Yes.
Boner Jam.
Would you too?
No. I'm ready to get right into the questions.
All right. Questions. We're going to do something a little bit differently this time. Usually, we would just talk about the matches. This time, we're going to ask everyone what they think about who is going to win at this show. So why don't we take it right from the top? Interspecies title, Giant Tiger defending against the new NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Colt Cabana. Wood, let's start with you. Who do you think is going to come out on top in this one?
Well, listen, anybody that missed the Matt and Ben program today missed out on something amazing, and I don't want to get glad, jealous at all, but Giant Tiger called in during the interview with Colt Cabana and said, I quote, please take a shit so I can wipe your ass with my limp dick. Clearly, Giant Tiger has something in store for Colt Cabana. I'm putting my money on the limp dick Giant Tiger.
Well, you know what? Let's go to the man who has more expertise in this than Roch or myself. Gladbad, what do you think?
Hey, listen, man, I'm not going to get jealous. People got to, you know, they got to get their own, man. Everybody's got to get a piece, you know. But, hey, man, Colt Cabana's kind of hiding that cornhole from Giant Tiger as long as he can, man, because it's in trouble. You know, Giant Tiger, when he's got somebody's asshole in his targets, he doesn't stop. He keeps firing until he hits that target. So it's going to be close. But I don't know, man. Is it going to be title versus title? Regardless, the belts are there, man. It's the Fatherfucker Championship, the NWA Championship, man. It's going to be a star-studded event in that match, man. I don't know. It's going to be close.
So the key to victory for Cabana is to keep his asshole shut.
If he brings a chair into the ring and sits the entire time, he's got it made, man.
All right. Roch, what do you think?
I think that the fans are the winners.
That's a fair assessment.
You got Colt Cabana, you got Giant Tiger. It's like two giant fucking superpowers are going to collide, and something crazy is going to happen. But, you know, Giant Tiger's got the strength in numbers. He's got the league on his side. I don't know if Colt Cabana can overcome that. He didn't have to deal with strength in numbers when he won the NWA title, a.k.a. the Niggas with Attitude title. Is he going to bring the Niggas with Attitude with him to back him up against the league?
I think Dr. Dre is still on tour. I don't know what Eazy-E is doing these days, but maybe he'll show up.
He's still dead of AIDS.
Oh, okay.
Did anyone get word whether or not the 5-Jew bankers are going to be coming out in Colt Cabana's corner?
Wait, what?
What was that?
Did anyone hear whether or not Colt Cabana is going to recruit the powers of the 5-Jew bankers? You know, I mean, everybody knows about that, right?
Oh, the 5-Jew bankers.
Yeah.
He wins. I'm done.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out this Sunday. As for me, you know, Colt Cabana just did win the NWA World Heavyweight title. And you know what? I thought until you know, we spoke with Cabana on the program that Giant Tiger would have the mental edge going into it. But you know what? Listening to the exchange that they had with each other, I really don't know if either of them have the mental edge. It seems like Cabana has an idea of what he's getting in for with Giant Tiger. So it's a toss-up. But, you know, since GT has home field advantage, home court advantage, I'm going to go with him. Just, I don't know. It's going to be tough, though. I mean, I don't think he's ever faced anyone like Colt Cabana. But why don't we move on to the Contenders Clash? Player Uno, Sexy Eddie, Twiggy, Mr. Wrestling, Kevin Steen. Rots, let's start with you this time. Who is going to win the Contenders Clash and be the full number one contender for the title?
You know, Twiggy, in his most recent internet promo, said that Uno's already had it. Steen doesn't need it. Eddie doesn't want it. And he feels almost that he's the hungriest person going into that match. But I think that by judging by the fact that he has lost a ton of weight, I want to say Uno is the literally hungriest guy going into that match. And he's going to win that belt, and he's going to go to the pay window, collect that bigger paycheck. Because you know in wrestling, when you win a title, you collect more money. And he's going to eat some food to fill, you know, his gut. Maybe since losing the title, he just hasn't been able to, you know, eat. Maybe that's why he lost weight.
Never thought of it that way. He ran out of the Funyuns and the Doritos that he would usually get to fuel his late-night gaming sessions.
He's a total Darvin Marvin.
Wow. Wood, what do you think? Who's going to win the Contenders Clash?
Well, clearly, if Roch is basing his on who's eating, I'm going to base mine on who has the biggest bulge, which, of course, is Sexy Eddie. So clearly, Sexy Eddie will be winning the Contenders Clash due to the huge bulge.
Gladbat, are you in Woods' camp? Do you think the man with the biggest dick has the biggest chance of winning the number one contendership?
Well, the man with the biggest dick has a chance of doing a lot of things, but I got to disagree with Wood on this one because it's looted this way. Sexy Eddie is in there. He is a hired gun, man. He's not there to win that match to go after a title, all right? GT sent him in there to punish these dudes, and whoever comes out on top is going to be hurting when they eventually get to that title, man. But think about this, man. Listen, Uno's had it. You're right. Kevin Steen, man, he's a big dude. He's coming off of a huge ball of steam, man. Everybody's, you know, kind of looking at him. But think about it, man. Twiggy, the pussy machine that he is, the magnet that he is for that, all he needs is that gold around his waist, and there's not even another contest, man. He's the one. The girls are going to flock to him like that. That's what he's looking for. He's a rock and roll superstar, man. And Twiggy's the man that I'm pulling. That's what I think is going to happen.
All right. Well, as for me, I think Kevin Steen, he's the one who's been out of ISW the longest. He has the most to prove out of everyone. I think, you know, we're going to see a lot of the rage he's been building up while he's been gone. He's going to let it loose on the three other poor schmucks in the ring with him. My choice is Kevin Steen. It seems like the four of us are deadlocked, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. The other title is also on the line, Muhammad the Terrorist Cow taking on Addy Starr. You know what? I'll go first this time. I think Addy Starr is on a complete hot streak. I don't think anyone is, you know, tearing it up on the win-loss record more than Addy Starr. And you know what? I don't think Muhammad the Terrorist Cow has enough on his side. His pet Shitty just hasn't been cutting the mustard lately. And I think Addy Starr is going to be the one to really hammer that home when she takes the other title from Muhammad. But that's enough out of me. Why don't we start with Wood this time?
I have to agree with you. I think Addy Starr is going to take this easily. I mean, she is one of the best-looking guys in ISW. So, I'm going to go with Addy Starr, totally.
Mike?
You know, I got to play a devil's advocate to this because, once again, it's the strength in numbers. You got Muhammad the Terrorist Cow, who was born and bred to hate women. You know, he wants to cover that bitch up in a ninja costume and not allow an inch of her skin to see the light of day. And, of course, you got Shitty in his corner. Shitty, of course, had his name changed due to a loss to Addy Starr because Muhammad believes that she is of the weaker sex and that a man should not lose to her, and thus he is Shitty. So, you know, he is going to look to stick his nose in there to make his master proud. Plus, he wants a piece of that Addy Starr shit, too. He wants to beat the shit out of her.
Glad, what do you think?
You know, man, Rod, she took the cock right out of my mouth, man. Listen, the terrorist cow, man, he's got his agenda, man. He like you said, he hates women. He has the ideas of what he wants to do. So he's gone extra hard, man, after Addy Starr. So I'd like to see. I think Addy Starr is going to give a pretty damn good fight, but she's got a hell out for her, man. That terrorist bovine is coming after her, man. So she's got to watch out. It's going to be a tough one, man.
It definitely is. It's a tough one to choose, but we'll definitely see a winner, I'm hoping, at Boner Jam this Sunday, March 27th, at Fafoon Electric in Montreal, Canada, interspecieswrestling.com. Get your tickets while you still can. Beef Bear 3. That's pretty much all there is. Beef Wellington, El Hijo del Bambú. Glad Bad, let's start with you this time. What do you think?
Man, I don't know what he's thinking, man. Didn't not go very well for Beef last time, man. I think he's getting himself into a bad situation, man. I mean, he's coming off of a win in the from the last show at Exact Change Only. But I just hope he knows what he's going in for, because that El Hijo del Bambú out here is a tough character, man.
Speaking of bears, Ed Wood, what do you think?
I don't know. I have a personal attachment to Beef. I'm just going to go with Beef Wellington. Not only is he skilled, but he has some hot tattoos.
All right, Roch, what do you think?
Ah, shit. So, first off, it's not who I think is going to win. It's who I want to win, and I want Beef to win. I want to see Beef go back to being the Beef of old. So I'm a little bit biased here.
I'm also biased. I really want to see, you know, the tassels and the ass punch and the positive and gentle demeanor of Beef Wellington come back. We saw a little bit.
You just want the Jews to win.
you got me there. I'm goddamn biased, and I'm proud of it. Let's move on. Gladbad, this next match has a lot of personal interest for you, and it's the match I think I'm most looking forward to, the Bad Family Reunion. So far, the only people we know that are in this match are you, Chad, and Brad. So knowing that and absolutely nothing else, what do you think is going
to
happen?
Well, you know just as much as me, man. I haven't talked to that side of in a long-ass time. I have plenty of brothers and sisters and cousins and uncles and uncle cousins and all that shit, man, so I have no idea what I'm in for. But I do know that none of them like me. And for that matter, I don't like any of them. So it's going to be nothing but a fight, man. You're not going to see any wrist holds or hair locks or anything technical like that, man. It's just going to be a brawl. And I'm hoping just to get out alive. But if you want me to tell you who I hope wins, well, fucking hey, man. I hope Gladbad comes up out on top. But again, it's going to be a tough one. I got my work cut out for me.
Wow. Yeah. Absolutely. Roch, what do you think?
The winners are the fans. No, I just want to say, like, I watch Sons of Anarchy, and to me, a biker family reunion is more like, you know, a giant barbecue where the whiskey is just flowing and guys are just fucking chicks left and right. It's too bad that this isn't going to be that, because I have a feeling that if a new fan came and they saw that kind of shit going on, they'd come back. But either way, you know, you're going to see family members punching the shit out of each other, and, no, as you know, like going back into like the history of wrestling, you know, feuds like Bret versus Owen Hart, where it's brother versus brother, nobody hits harder and beats the shit out of each other more than a set of brothers. And there's going to be a lot of brothers in that ring, so shit's going to get crazy. That's all I could say, really.
Wood?
I'm a little upset that he thinks that biker reunion type things are about guys fucking chicks. I have absolutely no interest in that whatsoever, so I'm going to pass on
that. I wasn't going to say anything, man. I'm glad you covered that.
Right? Yeah, I'm a little disappointed and saddened, especially when we had our first show at the up in East Hartford, Connecticut, our first U.S. show, and, you know, it was a biker type of place, and they had a trough for a urinal. So, you know, I hung out in the bathroom the entire show.
Literally, hi-yo. But no, I got to agree. I really this match is a wild card. I have no idea what the fuck is gonna happen. But you know what, Gladbad, you've been good to me. You haven't touched my asshole once. So I'm hoping that you're gonna win.
You know, not while you've been awake. Just ask. Is that mad about that? But yeah. Thank you very much.
Son of a bitch. A dance battle has been proposed. Mustafa taking on the returning Canadian Dynamite Max Boyer. Why don't we start with Roch on this one? Roch, what the fuck is going to happen?
I think that Mustafa's going to go in there to dance, but he needs to go in there with his game face on because Max Boye is a furious competitor, and he's fierce and shit, and he's going to come in there with his winter boots on, like he said in his promo, and he's going to be like, look at me dancing in my winter boots. You know, I actually watched the newest Universal Soldier movie today, so I got ready for Max Boye's accent, and I'm pretty stoked. The winner will be the fans.
That seems to be a very popular answer these days. Wood.
That's the answer, because the winner... Listen, you don't leave an interspecies wrestling show feeling hungry, man. We fill you the fuck up.
Goddamn right. Having been to several interspecies wrestling shows myself, I definitely agree. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing one in the shit, in Fufuna Electric. Can't wait. But I digress. Wood.
I've only seen... Mustafa dance, so I'm going to say Mustafa just by the fact that I've only seen him dance.
Gladbad.
I kind of want to go back to talking about how ISW shows leave dudes getting filled up, you and mine. But no, we won't stay on that. Hey, listen, I think Max Boye has, I think he's bluffing, man. I think he has some pretty killer moves that he's going to break out, and he's going to surprise everybody. That's my call right there.
Yeah, I think Mustafa has a lot more on his in his corner than Max Boye does. Max Boye has been in ISW for a very long time. Mustafa seems to be on a bit of a hot streak. Been winning matches ever since breaking away from Muhammad. So I'm gonna put the check mark in the Mustafa corner. An actual wrestling match going to take place. Who would have thunk it? Michael Von Payton, the original MVP, taking on New England standout Frankie Arion, the man with the double pits to chesty frog splash. If you've seen Slamtasia 3, you know what I'm talking about. Why don't we start with Gladbad this time?
Hey, man, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Frankie Arion is one of the best-smelling dudes that I've ever shared a locker room with. And he's also one of the nicest guys I've ever met, and that may be, work against him, because Michael Von Payton, man, that dude's a mean dude, you know, and I swear, if he ever grew a beard, I might try and marry him. But he's got to watch his ass, man. Frankie Arion's got to get mean, man, if he wants to go toe-to-toe with Michael Von Payton.
Would.
I love them both, and I cannot call it on either one. I can't call this match.
Are you also saying that the fans are going to win?
No, I'm saying threesome.
Fair enough. Rachi.
Man. You know, I'm hard-pressed to choose as well. As Gladbad said, Frankie will have to get mean in order to take on MVP. MVP is a lot bigger than he is, but... I think that no matter how mean he gets, MVP's, you know, he's a veteran. He's been around the game for over 10 years. He knows how to take care of basically anybody, and he'll put Frankie away.
As for me, I'm going to have to go with Michael Von Payton. I really want Frankie Arion to pull it out because I am a big fan of the double pits to chesty. But you know what? Michael Von Payton beat Akuma, and Akuma is no slouch. So I'm going to have to put my vote behind Michael Von Payton in this one. Dan Barry and Matthew St. Jacques making their both making debuts. Dan Barry in Canada and Matthew St. Jacques for ISW. I've only seen Dan Barry wrestle. I haven't seen Matthew St. Jacques wrestle. But if Matthew St. Jacques can do a spinny, jumpy pile driver, much like Zangief the Man, in which he looks like, then he's going to have it made. I don't see how anyone could possibly kick out of that. But that's just my take. Roch, what do you think?
Matthew St. Jacques is somebody I've been impressed with since his first match in Quebec. I actually called his first match a couple years ago at an NWA Quebec show. The guy is just fucking good, and he's been good since that first match. And he's going to be coming out there to impress. Dan Barry, the same. You know, it's his first match in Canada. But I think his ego might get in the way of a possible victory, and Matthew St. Jacques might take this one home.
Wood.
I'm gonna go against that. I'm impressed with both of them, but I'm actually loving Dan Barry. He's a great, great performer. He's very, very skilled. I'm gonna say Dan Barry on this.
And what about you, Gladbad?
Unfortunately, I have to agree, man. Danbury's a total asshole, not in a good way. But you know, but he knows his stuff. He knows what to do in the ring, man. And Matthew St. Chuck, you know, he's going to come hungry, man. It's going to be. I'm not familiar with his work, but he's going to be coming. I know a lot of people aren't familiar with his work there, and that's why he's coming. He's going to bring it, and he's going to. It's going to make him do. He's going to make him perform even more, man. So it's going to be close, but I think unfortunately, Danbury's going to pull it out.
I think we all jumped ahead on that one.
The gay guy said, pull out ass and coming.
Fantastic. Let's jump ahead to the last match actually announced for ISW. We have Bastion Snow, Is He Dead Yet?, and Dr. Gene Splicing's Mystery Monster. It's the Monster Mash. I think this one's the most intriguing because we have no idea what the fuck Dr. Gene Splicing's Monster is. Roch, you probably know more than anyone about this. What do you think?
As I said before, it's all I know so far is that it's a destroyer of worlds. People have told me that it's actually Bill Murray with a beard, but as everybody knows, Bill Murray died in Zombieland. I don't know what it is, but, you know, we do know who Bastion Snow and Is He Dead Yet are. They're both fierce competitors in their own right. We got a zombie. We got a giant crab. Whatever Gene Splicing throws into this match is just going to add to it in the long run, and it's going to be a treat. I don't know who's going to win because, like you said, we don't know who the third one is.
Gladbad, what do you think?
Hey, man, it's a total wild card, man. Nobody knows what they're going to see, you know. Is an unstoppable walking dead zombie, you know. Bastion Snow, unless somebody has a six-foot-long shell cracker, I don't see any way to stop him. And hell, man, the Destroyer of Worlds, that could mean any of the cast of TV's view, man. I mean, if Whoopi Goldberg comes down, all hell's going to break loose, man. So, I don't know. It's a wild card, man. Anything can happen.
Wood, what about you?
Anything can happen. It's going to be crazy. That's all I can say. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it definitely is going to be crazy. You know what? If the monster is part human, then Is He Dead Yet's going to have a tremendous advantage. But since Bastion Snow isn't, and chances are Dr. Splicing's monster is in no way human, I think Is He Dead Yet has the least amount of chance of victory in here. But you know what? He's resilient. You never know what's going to happen. Bastion Snow, tough as nails, hard all around, except for that underbelly, which tastes delicious with butter sauce. But you know what? Dr. Splicing, I think, has the advantage with the mystery. The monster is my pick to win. But you know what? That's not all that's happening this weekend. Mike Roch announced via the ISW's official Twitter, at ISDUB, ISDUB, there's going to be some sort of interview going on with you this weekend. What's up with that? Can you tell the folks more about that?
Oh, well, a fan hit up our official Twitter claiming that they would like to see an interview with me, some kind of shoot. I always said that shoots are reserved for wrestlers who made it and wrestlers who never will, because more often than not, I see like guys who got released from the WWE who actually made to the top. You know, they do a shoot interview to supplement their income and get the truth out. And then you got the rare local guy who nobody gives a shit about, who says, hey, I'm going to do a shoot interview and talk about local drama. See, that's not me. That's not who I want to be. But if people want to see it, I'll do it. I mean, I'll do a little one. I won't charge for it. So what we're going to do is we're trying to get questions together at rochishoot@gmail.com. Submit your questions. Don't let me know them. The interview doesn't want me to know them. We're going to do a small little shoot interview, and we're going to upload it for free on ISWOnDemand.com, the Interspecies Wrestling On Demand website, where you can just watch it and enjoy it or hate it or whatever. And, you know, if it does well, maybe we'll do more with other guys in the future.
So, again, send your questions. I'm sure you got some. RochiShoot@gmail.com. Send them before Saturday night. We'll record that, and it'll be up on ISW On Demand pretty soon. Any final thoughts before we head to Foops?
Get your tickets now, because it's almost Friday. Friday. Oh, I'm sorry.
God damn it. I had the unfortunate displeasure of seeing the video for that song, and I just wanted to cry. That girl's so ugly.
Have you seen the unplugged version?
Yeah, I just want to murder her.
Yeah.
I just want her to fucking die. Anyway.
You guys are too harsh, man. They're just having fun. They're kids out there having fun, man. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong
Remember
with
when you were a kid having fun, you know, playing those... You know, singing around and on your mom's BMW.
All right.
And hanging out with your ugly girlfriend with braces.
Wondering I'll keep that in mind then.
What's wrong with some adults having some fun at a kid's expense?
Personally, I'm wondering if we're going to sit in the front seat or the back seat. That's what I want to know.
Take us out with
fun,
that.
Fun, fun, man.
I think we know what we're going out to. And you know what? We so excited for Boner Jam. See what I did there?
Boner Jam, Boner Jam, Boner, Boner Jam, Jam, Boner Jam.
Giant Tiger versus Colt Cabana. Title versus title, maybe? Contenders clash. Player Uno, Sexy Eddie, Twiggy, Mr. Wrestling, Kevin Steen returning to Interspecies Wrestling. Beef Boner Wellington Jam. Versus the Bear 3. The Bad Family Reunion, Battle Royal, Boner and Jam. So much more. Boner Jam. This Sunday for Foon Electric, March 27th, 8 p.m. bell time. So get there. Get your tickets now. Get them at the door if they're available. Will they be available? Maybe. Maybe not. Depends on whether or not you get them in advance. So you know what? Get them in advance.
Actually, I'll tell you the truth right now. I didn't print a lot of tickets, so just show up, pay your money, we'll stamp you, you can go upstairs, have a good time.
Fuck tickets, get your money, bring it to Foofs.
I should probably say that if you're in a wheelchair, don't even bother coming to the show. There's no wheelchair entrance.
We can get somebody to pick you up.
Yeah, we could backpack you like fucking in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
So, someone will carry you up the stairs if you are so willing and determined to see Boner Jam. Glad, Bad, we didn't hear from you. Anything, any final thoughts before we see you at Foofs?
Hey, I just want to make sure that Foofs and Quebec get their mouths ready, because ISW is coming right at me.
And with that, we'll let the soothing sounds of Rebecca Black fade us out. For Mike Roch, Glad, Bad, Ed Wood, I'm Ben Gordon, saying we'll see you at Foon Electric for, let's all say it, Boner Jam.
Boner Jam.
Rebecca Black makes me hate all blacks.
My time is Friday, it's a weekend. We gonna have fun, come on, y'all.
Friday.